Imagine next spring, 2021. March Madness has ended. Hype is underway for the Masters. And just around the corner is college football's rivalry week. It could happen now that the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced they would postpone sports until at least January of next year. But Lane Higgins, sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says there's no guarantee that there will be a vaccine by then or that the coronavirus pandemic will be under any better control. Lane, explain.
There's a lot of questions that need to be answered in terms of when would a spring season start? How many games would you play? Who do you play, etc.? And those are all kind of things that the leagues are hoping that they just have more time to work out. And, you know, chief among all of these concerns is the virus. And the biggest hope with delaying to the spring is that maybe that allows for more time to have better testing, more capacity, maybe a vaccine, and just to kind of have a better public health landscape heading into playing a contact sport where there's, you know, hundreds of young people running headlong at each other.
So what could the spring look like then?
Well, there's lots of different models being thrown out. Ryan Day, the Ohio State coach, mentioned that he would like to start the season in January if possible, so that way you could have kids training around December and then have the season wrap up by the time that the NFL draft would be, because currently that's usually slated for the end of April. And based on the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, the latest it can happen is June 2nd. So there is some incentive to have the season wrapped up by then, so that way these top players, or even players that are in the fringe of making it in like the third or fourth round of the NFL draft, would have a chance to work out at pro days or go to a combine and really impress these scouts with something other than game tape. Because the question is, if there is this overlap between the NFL draft and games, then would your star players opt out of playing college football and, you know, eliminate the risk of getting an injury and just go off the tape that they have so far and say, you know what, I think I'm good enough that I'm still going to be picked fifth and I don't want to play for my college sport anymore because there's only a downside. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's already been a handful of players opting out of the season. You know, there's Micah Parsons at Penn State. There's been a handful at Michigan, Miami, Virginia Tech, Rashad Bateman at Minnesota. And it could very well become a much longer list as this reality of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten not playing football this fall sinks in.
We're speaking with Lane Higgins, sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal, about her story entitled "College Football is Punting to the Spring. That Creates Problems." So you kind of painted this scenario early on. Boy, what about, you know, rivalry week in college football coming right on top of or right after March Madness?
Well, that would just be insane. And, you know, I grew up a huge University of Michigan fan. So for me, Thanksgiving is just anxiety about playing Ohio State and then the game itself. And I can't imagine that weekend any other way. But, you know, this year that's not going to be the case. And the problem is with this spacing, if you start a college football season in January and you assume it's 16 weeks like the current season is, that means it would be ending right around the end of April. And assuming that we're in a place where sports can happen on their normal calendar, which is a big assumption at this point, March Madness usually wraps up the first weekend in April. And, you know, in a usual year when the Masters is not in November, the Masters is around that time of year too. And meanwhile, if NHL and NBA are having their regular schedules, that means that they'll be heading into their playoffs. And baseball will just have had its opening day and it'll be in the first month of its season. So there's going to be this insane feast of sports in a way that we're kind of seeing right now, where all of the leagues have restarted in the bubbles and are just playing nonstop basketball, hockey, soccer games, and you almost just don't know where to look. And I think we're setting up a situation where there might not be enough hours and TV channels to, you know, get access to all the things we want to see. It's going to be a sports fan's, you know, dream scenario in some ways.
Well, could you imagine something like, you know, Ohio State and Michigan on a Saturday, then rolling into March Madness if that were still the case? Like, I don't know if you could arrange a Monday through Sunday schedule of just something in prime time every night of the week.
Oh, you could certainly do it. I'd have to start having 5 coffees a day and maybe somehow find a way to not ever need sleep. But, you know, science can do amazing things. Who knows?
I'm not envious of athletic directors and those staffs might have to come up with field logistics, right? If you think of college football needing space on a field for practice and games, men's and women's soccer moving from fall to spring, lacrosse needing field space, field hockey, women's lacrosse, geez.
And, you know, it's interesting because at some of these big programs, like in the Big Ten and Pac-12, most teams actually, especially the football teams, have their own training facilities and maybe they'll have their own weight room. So the football dynamic is not really that big of an issue at the biggest schools, but it is, as you said, all the other Olympic sports.
Thanks, Lane. Lane Higgins, sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.